Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is for April the 9th, 2023. And I hope that this one helps. We're going to talk about mental illness. We talked about mental illness yesterday on the podcast with a lot of the homeless people that I have seen in my life. And people ask, you know, Josh asked yesterday a great question about how does a person of the way deal with that. So let's go a little deeper into this thing with the mental illness issue. There is more mental illness now going on than ever before, and it has spread like wildfire for a lot of reasons. And, you know, if I get into all the nitty-gritty, which I can't here on this podcast, it would take days, months, years to get involved in all of it. But a lot of it has to do with what was perpetrated in a person's childhood and their heredity, their genetic nature. So the trouble begins in childhood. The trouble begins with the two parents and their genetic background and what is going on in their genetic background. So this goes on and on and on in people. They make babies based on the whole sexual urge of just having rodeo sex, as I call it. They enjoy the sport of it. But then all of a sudden, oops, there comes a baby. And so then they have to figure out how to deal with the baby, and they're not suited to have children. And I'm going to say this. From all the parents I've met in my career over 50 years, I know very, very few parents who were really good. Most people shouldn't be parents. And the reason they shouldn't is because they have no idea what constitutes the mentality of a person, the responsibility that a person has to not just feed a child and keep it clean and all of that and take it to school and think that, well, the school will raise the kid. And that's the way most people think. No, it takes a great deal of love, real love, authentic love to take care of a child, to understand the nature of the child as a person and what is going on inside there. Children are not just born instantly. They come from other worlds. They come from other places, other shores. And we don't really appreciate that very much. We just think, oh, it's my kid, you know, and then we find out that my kid is a handful. A lot of mental illness starts there, but not all of it. A lot of it is done with, of course, genetics and the heritage of a person in their body, the oxytocins, there's so many chemicals, the hormones, they play a big role. We know what it's all about. The serotonins, we know what mental illness is all about, and there's various forms. I'm a guy that does a lot of work with individuals, both in my group and outside, and I can tell you, after all the years of working with people 7 days a week, there is a ton of mental illness. And a lot of people are mentally ill and don't know they're mentally ill because they think they look like everyone else and act like everyone else, but they don't. And I have seen it in my group, and I've seen it with other people. I have stood before audiences where I would say 80% of them are mentally ill. And we have to ask ourselves what deports mental illness, what behaviors. And there's all sorts of behaviors that would purport some kind of mental illness, but that isn't the point. The point is we don't know we're mentally ill. And I'll tell you another big part of it is the collective unconscious, dipping into the collective unconscious and thinking that that whole gathering of humanity and its insanity, its idea of life and death and what constitutes the gravitas of moralism, which is ridiculous, because if you look at it, how immoral it is to be born in this world of parents that basically are too, I'm going to say it, stupid to know how to have a kid and what the child may need. They're too selfish and self-centered. I've had parents say to me, sitting down with them in conversations regarding their practice, and say, you know, if I didn't have a kid, it takes up all my time. I have no me time, all that other kind of crap. This is the way people think. And then you go to movies and you see all this violence going on that triggers DNA within us. Eating meat triggers DNA in us. That killer instinct. There's all sorts of subliminal stuff in the collective unconscious and in my unconscious mind that exists to undermine me in order to survive. And when I say undermine me, it is to be ruthless enough to enter into the field of killing and being killed. My stepson recently went to, I won't tell you, it was a... I'll tell you. He went to go see NASCAR races. He doesn't like NASCAR, but his friend did. So, you know, he follows this guy, and that's what he did. And he showed me pictures of 5 and 6 year old kids. The army was there recruiting people, trying to recruit people. Of course, they know NASCAR people, you know, would be easily recruited, because they're very close to their DNA and that hostility. And these kids were holding, you know, grenade launchers and playing with them like they were toys. And the parents were helping them. The parents were showing them how, you know, it was, you know, make America great kind of people. And when the parents are doing this, you know, breeding violence in the kid and saying, in essence, there's good violence and there's bad violence. And we're the good guys, so our violence just doesn't stink. It's things like that that make for mental illness, confuses the child. You would never see a parent bring their child in and sit and meditate. 4, 5, 6 year olds. No. But you take them to go see movies where there is nothing but violence, and to go and hand a kid a grenade launcher and let him play with it like it's a toy. You have to understand the depth of mental illness. That is mentally ill. And you have to ask yourself, what is it in me that would make that possible? Well, I can tell you, it is the surrender to our biology. There is in each of us a time bomb that is set to go off. And should you rub the genie right, that time bomb is going to explode. That rubbing that that lamp is how we live with our DNA, our primitive side. And if we live in that primitive side, from that primitive side, then we're going to find results both in the world and within ourselves. So you really start to see that getting involved in the human form of us and thinking in that human form, there's some sort of redemption of making a child more susceptible to their urges, their emotional and psychological urges that are primitive. They run on instincts of survival. You're going to find there's going to be problems. There's going to be huge problems. And we just don't want to acknowledge that at all. We make violence a casual form of daily living. And we do it by watching movies and things that have to do with that. And Hollywood is big on this because it makes a lot of money, because they know how violent we are and that we enjoy it as a sport. Something for you to think about. Anyway, there you are, Reynolds. I hope that helps, and I hope you give it some thought. There's more to what I said, much, much more. And if you want to read about it a little bit, then you should read Homo Deus, you should read Sapiens, and of course, Behave by Robert Sapolsky. You'll learn a lot. We are nothing but animals, really, until we awaken. I gotta go. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And all of you, including Reynolds, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.